Meditation 24. Die to live.
My dear Lord Nityananda, I am not qualified to consider myself a mentor, a saint, or even a serious student. Still, I position myself for your mercy. Pleading for your guidance, and knowing myself unworthy of your blessings, I ask for your empowerment, protection, and even salvation. As you are the most merciful, I will grasp this opportunity and, falling at your feet, put my full life before you. My humble request that you make me a pure mentor. Since you never turn anyone away, I know in time you will even accept a lowly, puffed up pretender like me. Since I have nowhere to go, how can I leave your shelter? Please instruct me so that I will not remain an embarrassment. The Lord gently spoke mercifully but firmly. My dear child, it is very simple. If you want to become worthy of my full guidance and blessings, you must die to live. Someone tries to get my blessings while still attached to family life, taking shelter and solace with wife, husband, children, and other relatives. He makes them his number one priority. I say to such a poor fool, you must die to live. Someone is trying to get my guidance and blessings, but is attached to beautiful women. Daily, he visits the marketplace of the female form, studying the vendor's wares. He shops closely, selecting the best items to take home and to enjoy to his fullest satisfaction. I say to such a poor fool, you must die to live. Someone is trying to get my guidance and blessings, but is so proud of his education, eager to show off his mundane learning, he flaunts his various degrees, not understanding that the only thing he has mastered are speculation and misinformation. I say to such a poor fool, you must die to live. Someone is trying to get my full guidance and blessings, but is so eager to have many friends and admirers. He judges the success of his life by the approval of his friends, undergoing hardships and making sacrifices to earn the respect of his foolish peers. I say to such a poor fool, you must die to live. Someone is trying to get my full guidance and blessing, but lusts after wealth. Struggling to secure funds, he makes a habit of cheating and stealing. He makes nothing a priority unless he sees some way to profit from it. Thus, he has no serious enthusiasm to work. I say to such a poor fool, you must die to live. Someone is trying to get my full guidance and blessings, but his attempt to approach me is overshadowed by a deep hankering for followers. Preoccupied with fame, distinction, and adoration, he craves the title, Great Devotee. He engages in ridiculous activities solely to win others to his camp. I say to such a poor fool, you must die to live. Someone is trying to get my full guidance and blessings, but is so attached to mundane duty. Being truthful and righteous, he enjoys hearing everyone know that he is a righteous man. He does not realize that one may go on for millions of years in this way and still never become qualified for my blessing. I cannot be fooled, nor am I impressed by one's austerities or performance of so-called routine responsibility. I say to such a poor fool, you must die to live. Someone is trying to get my full guidance and blessings by being very religious. I have allowed these religions to exist just to awaken the moral, ethical, and pious spirit in man. These are but some prerequisites in becoming a godly person, but are only elementary. Such a person goes from church to church, temple to temple, mosque to mosque, and book to book, thinking that I can be found in an institution or through philosophical speculation. I am known only through my pure devotees. I say, such a poor fool, you must die to live. My dear child, he went on to say, even Lord Brahma, the most intelligent personality in your universe, had to die to live. Earlier he had experienced bewilderment, confused and lonely. He made mistakes in performing his creative activities. Even worse, he became so overwhelmed by the desire for sex that he chased after his own daughter. He had to give up his body before he was able to receive proper mercy from me. Therefore, my child, you who are full of sinful desires, far from the intelligence of Brahma, should try to understand the need to give up your illusions, misconceptions, attachments, and false ego, along with your subtle body. My guidance and full blessings are available to everyone. But to qualify, you must die to live in pure, unadulterated, unmotivated, loving service to me, because it is through such death that you will truly live.